Hey there, kids, you're listening to the Hidden Playlist Podcast with me, Rina S. Over the next 20 minutes, I'll be playing you songs from local acts of Malaysia that you guys are probably missing out on. You might have heard of them before, some of them probably not. But nevertheless, these local musicians are on my list. So starting off the show, this is Kakin with Tetap Sayang Kamu. Kuryakin Wahid, also known as Kakin, K-H-A-Q-E-E-N. Carol S. actually has a Facebook page, YouTube page, and also Reverb Nation page. He's got two projects going on. His solo project, also his band project. He's in a band called Temjin, T-E-M-J-I-N. They play more towards J-Rock, Japanese rock, for those of you who did not know what J stands for. Anyway, Cairo, his solo project, he plays more towards blues and jazz, folk stuff, acoustically actually. He's been performing acoustically for quite a while now, since 2009, if I'm not mistaken. Keen, on the other hand, is actually performing. Well, I'm not really sure if she's part of the band or she's just a sessionist, but I'm so jealous, and I'm sure all the rock chicks out there are pretty jealous of her. She is part of the band, the local legendary band, Candy. Yes, Candy, I'm so jealous. But yeah, she's doing a great job actually performing with them in a few clubs. You can check them out on Candy's Facebook page. And I think she has a Facebook page as well. I'm sorry. anyway, that song was really, really cute, actually. I really like that song because it kind of, it's so playful, and it reminds me of a modern day version of P. Ramlee courting a really pretty Saloma next to a Nasi Lemak Warong, I think. And it could be like a soundtrack, like something to, between Charlie Chaplin and Funny Man. You know, it's so cute. With the horse, too. So, so cute. This next track is actually totally the opposite of playful and cute, but it's still romantic in a dark way. Now, if you are into the whole independent underground musician local act thing and you have never heard of Finn Jamal, you should be ashamed of yourself and you're probably living under a rock. I would consider Finn Jamal a cross between Bjork meets Joni Mitchell, okay? Finn Jamal is rare. She's a rare gem in the Malaysian local music scene. And if you guys don't know who am I talking about, here's a taste of Finn Jamal performing Sampai Tua right here on the Hidden Playlist podcast.
Percayalah, aku kan ada sampai tua. Ini sumpahku padamu, usah kau patah dan layu. Garing siang malam beku pasaku, tunggu untukmu. Mungkin taufan akan surut, tetap datang berdiriku. Setiapnya aku sambut untukmu.
And that was Finn Jamal performing Sampai Tua. Music arrangement must be done by her awesome husband, Tri. A lovely couple, seriously. She wrote that song, I think if I'm mistaken, it's for her husband. Seriously, that felt like Sufjan Stevens writing a song, a love song for Björk. It's really, really awesome. And you can find the music video for that song on YouTube in HD, by the way. Finn has done a lot for the past 10 years in art scene here in Malaysia. I don't know who hasn't heard of her. And if you've just heard her right here on the Hidden Playlist, well, I am actually honored to introduce you to Finn Jamal right here. A brilliant poet, songwriter, also in her own way, a motivator. You should check out on her Facebook page, Finn Jamal. You should really try to catch her live performances. It's mind-blowing, trust me on that. Finn is also a good friend of mine. We met back in Songwriters Program. Songwriters Program. Along with Carol S, actually, at one time, and hit off very well from there. I learned a lot from her. She has a brilliant mind for a songwriter. You can also find her on YouTube, if I'm not mistaken, under her name as well, Finn Jamal. Her Facebook page is also called Finn Jamal. Reverb Nation is also on Finn Jamal. I think that's what all the musicians today have when it comes to social networking. It's Reverb Nation, YouTube, and Facebook. Before I play the next track, just want you to know that I contacted these artists, yes, artists, for permission to play and promote their songs on my podcast. And the reason why I chose these particular artists and their song is because I honestly think a lot of music lovers who listen to the overrated radio too much are totally missing out on the real magic of discovering music, especially when the songwriters are our very own everyday Malaysians. Seriously, you guys are probably missing out on a lot. And hopefully, this podcast does find you well. You are listening to the Hidden Playlist Podcast.
Ku teruskan
kids right there was Shana Razman performing a song written by Amar Habir called Hilang. There's a music video for that you can find on YouTube. The video was originally made for an assignment for drug awareness program directed by Ayman Aqua, and somehow word got out and people started calling it the unofficial music video of the song Hilang. Nevertheless, it's a good music video that you should check it out. Trust me, it's really, really touching. Shana Razman, very well known in the metalcore indie scene as Malaysia's version of Hayley Williams from Paramore. Yeah, I will agree to that 100%. Why? Because no, she is not a wannabe, people. She is not a wannabe, totally not. I agree that she is the Hayley Williams of Paramore, from Paramore of Malaysia, because the woman can sing. Trust me. Just if you see her on the street, walk up to her and tell her she's pretty, and then just ask her to sing a song from Paramore, and you'll be mind blown with the voice that she can come up with. She sounds exactly like Hayley Williams. She can sound like Hayley Williams if she wants to. That's what I'm trying to point out right there. But this song is really beautiful, Hilang. It's a lovely song and lovely lyrics, beautifully written and arranged. Amazing singer. Shana also plays for a few different bands. There's a lot of bands that she plays for. Sometimes she's a sessionist for. I'm not really sure, but the ones that I am aware of are The Corset and the band Pardon Me. I think she's the vocalist for both bands, if I'm not mistaken. I think she's in a band called Thunder Girls as well. I don't know. You let me know, Shana. You guys should check that out on YouTube. She's also on Reverb Nation and also on Twitter. So if you like what you hear, follow her on Twitter at Shana Razman. S-H-A-N-A-R-A-Z-M-A-N. Up next, here's something more urban. This is Rockstar by Nero.
I punched a guy.
Hello, rock stars. You are listening to the Hidden Playlist podcast debut. That was Nero, short for Neroshan, performing Rockstar. You can find more of Nero's awesome mixes on SoundCloud under the alias Who Is Brainchild, without spaces, Who Is Brainchild, and another SoundCloud account under the alias Wannabe Tamil Singer. All both accounts without spaces, Who Is Brainchild, and another alias Wannabe Tamil Singer. You can also follow him on Twitter at Trash Bunny, TrashBunny. Nero is really good with mixing stuff, and he kind of reminds me of a young Pharrell Williams, if you would call that. He's really good. Good mixes. Up next is a cool band in my book. I chose to play this song on my show because just like the meaning of this song, and I'm sure many of you folks out there are just tired of seeing young teens polluting the entrance of Pavilion Shopping Mall. There's nothing wrong with just standing in the spot, trust me. It's okay, hey, by all means stand. But loitering, like posing in a vague way, it's like there are those young teens out there standing in front of the water fountain, dressing up, and it's like mannequins or something. There's just, I don't know how to say it without insulting them, but honestly, to many people that I know, it's like eye cancer. It's just a vague group of young teens. I'm sorry, but I'm sure many of you out there know what I'm talking about, especially this next band, The Fridays with Pavilion Is For Losers. Cool song. Feels like a band performing for a local garage sale in some taman perumahan dekat Gombak. I don't know, it's so cool. There's that feel of playing in the garage, and then there's that I don't know, originality feel. At the same time, there's probably like a dance floor where you can dance to. That would be cool if there was a garage sale with a dance floor. And my cat is jumping on the table and she's about to she's trying to sit on the laptop and she's like, ooh, a microphone. No, kitty, you shall go down. Unless you want to say meow. Anything say meow? No. Nope. No meow for the cat. Anyway, where was I? Oh yeah, yeah, Ops Awesome Band, that was the Fridays. You can find them on Facebook. Listen to their music on YouTube, also on Reverb Nation, if I'm not mistaken. Awesome Band. Now, before I play you the last track of the show, I just want you to know that this podcast is a test run for myself. I'm doing this for free. Yes, for free, not getting paid for it. Solely doing for the love of promoting musicians who should be heard, what I think. They should be heard compared to the crap that's overplayed on local radio nowadays. Sorry, it's the truth. That's how I feel. Just me. If everybody feels that way, then yay. So this is my way of supporting you local acts out there. And if you have a band or you have a single out there that you want to do some promo, but you don't have the budget to do so, you want to send a CD to somebody to say, hey, play this on my radio, please. And they don't want to do it. It's okay. Send it to me. I'll try my best to put word out there, promote you. Hopefully enough people will listen to this podcast. Also, let's all pray for the best. And if you want to send me those tracks, just email me at rinasalwati@gmail.com. RINASALWATI, no spaces, one word, @gmail.com. Or follow me on Twitter at RinaSTwit. And I would be glad to put you on the show at RinaSTwit. Yes, RINASTWIT. I'll be glad to put you on the show. This last song is from a dear friend of mine, beautiful person. Her name is Nicole Fu Pizu. Normally uses her Chinese name Pizu. I tend to get that wrong. I pronounce it wrong sometimes. I think it's because I normally address her as Nicole. But normally she uses her Chinese name Pizu. She is one of those few people who has such a lovely, lovely, soulful voice that just hits you in your gut and make you go, oh man, where have you been all these years? That voice is so deep. She is such a lovely person to be with. Always does an amazing performance. She's been performing since her days in the duo Rhapsody, if you guys heard of that duo. And now that she's gone solo, her tunes has grown more mature. Not that it was never mature, it's just that it's more, it's like a flower, it blooms. And no, kitty, you cannot climb up here. Sorry, Nicole. She's been performing on local radio stations lately, on BFM, Red FM, so awesome. And other awesome events such as No Black Tie, Time Out KL, Whisper Bentley, places like that. Even in Penang or JB, if not mistaken. I'm sorry, Nicole. Probably got that wrong. She's in the same awesome lineup of awesome singers. Yes, so many awesomeness, such as Mia Palencia and Najwa Mahiadin. Not Latif, Mahiadin. Anyway, Nicole Pizu, she has a Reverb Nation page that you guys should follow up on. And I encourage you jazz lovers to be a fan of this woman. And for those of you who are not into jazz or happy soulful music, that, you know, those kind of music that you sit by the beach and just listen to, I think it's about time you listen to Nicole. So anyway, this is Nicole Fu Pizu with her single called The Hard Way. I'm Rina S, and you're listening to The Hidden Playlist Podcast. Thank you and take care.
With a little smile, sunbeams touch my heart. With a little hug, my mask breaks apart. Swept away. So let's do life the hard way. smart way. Shoo-be-doo-ba-ba. It don't matter if you're copying.